الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إنا عرضنا الأمانة على السماوات والأرض والجبال فأبين أن يحملنها وأشفقن منها وحملها الإنسان إنه كان ظلوما جهولا. Dear brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored human being. Allah azza wa jal gave human being a very special status. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created thousands and thousands of creation, but human being has a very special place in the eyes of Allah azza wa jal. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. And certainly we have honored human being, and we carry them on land and also in the sea. Subhanallah. Allah carries us. You know, we travel with convenience hundreds of miles. In the past, people used to travel on horses or camels, and now we have cars, trucks, etc. This ease and convenience through which we travel is from Allah Azza wa Jal, because Allah carries us. وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. Allah Azza wa Jal, He carries us in the land and also in the sea. People who travel by ship or boats for hundreds of miles, thousands of miles, who carries them? Not the ship, not the boat. It is Allah Azza wa Jal who carries them. These means of transport, they are just wasila. They are just asbab, means to fulfill something, to achieve a purpose. But the real doer behind these means is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Allah azza wa jal who carries us both in the land and also in the sea. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave human being a very special status. In the Quran, when we see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained the reason behind this status. People who don't have hidayah, they think that human being is special because of his ability to survive, because we can learn how to survive. Survival is a natural thing and is not specific to human being. Animals, they will fight for survival because this is something inhibited. Eating, drinking, having safety, security, defending yourself against enemies, having a shelter, having some sort of, you know, roof over one's head. All these are survival modes, survival techniques. They are not specific to human being. We see them quite usually with other animals as well. You go to jungle, you will see each animal have their own ways and their own means of survival. They have their own ways and means of hunting. They have their own ways and means of making a home. Even, you know, the small creations of Allah Azza wa Jal, like ants. You know, ant is a very tiny creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, but they can make homes inside the earth, right? Birds, then they make nests, and other animals as well. What makes human being special is mentioned in this ayah in the Quran. Inna aradna al-amanata ala as-samawati wal-ardi wal-jibal. Indeed, we have presented amanat to the heavens and to the earth and to the mountains. Allah Azza wa Jal, He asked the mountains, can they take amana? Allah Azza wa Jal, He asked the heavens if they can take amana. Allah Azza wa Jal, He asked the earth if the earth can take amana. Inna aradna al-amanata 'ala as-samawati wal-ardi wal-jibal fa abayna an yahmilnaha. All of them they denied. Allah did not oblige them, Allah just asked them. Well, when you are asked, you have option to say yes or to say no. So the mountains, they said, no, no, we are okay, we are all right, we don't want to take the amana. The heavens, they denied. No, we don't want to take amana. Amanat, not for us. The earth did not take amanat. So end of the day, who took the amanat? فَأَبَيْنَا إِنْ يَحْمِلْنَهَا وَأَشْفَقْنَا مِنْهَا. They feared. وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ. Human being accepted. Human being, he accepted the amana. Human being got excited. Allah is giving me something special, so let me go for it. وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. Allah is saying human being was a big zalim, and human being was a big jahil. Human being was ignorant, and human being was wrongdoer, naive. And human being accepted the amana. What is this amana that human being has accepted, which the heavens have denied? This amana is taklif. Taklif is to receive commands from Allah Azza wa Jal and live our life accordingly. Taklif is to receive nawahi. Nawahi, yani what Allah Azza wa Jal has forbidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then avoid those nawahi. We might like something. Allah says no. Allah says no. Khalas, when Allah says no, we have no option except to avoid it. Right? You have a very hot summer day. You feel thirsty. If you are fasting, can we drink cold water? We cannot. Because we have accepted amanat. We have accepted taklif from Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal gave us the responsibility that when you are fasting, you cannot eat, you cannot drink. And we said yes. Whereas khalas, you said yes, then stick to it. Anything that comes from Allah Azza wa Jal, we have already agreed to accept it. We have already agreed to accept it. Any hukum of Allah Azza wa Jal. When it is time for salah, we have already agreed that we will pray. When it comes to halal, we have already agreed that we will only eat halal. When it comes to haram, we have already agreed that we will avoid haram. When we accepted the amana, we have agreed to everything. Now we cannot go back. And we cannot say, I like this, I don't like this. I will do this, but I will not do this. This is too hard, this is too difficult. We don't have that choice. In the Quran, in another place, Allah Azza wa Jalla has explained this in a very beautiful way. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمٍ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ. Please come forward, brothers, please come forward. Those who come closer to the Imam will have more thawab. On Friday, Jumu'ah, what is the beautiful thing about Jumu'ah? The one who is closest to Imam will have the most thawab. Those who will come late, they will have less thawab. MashaAllah, you came early, so get more thawab. Why you want to come early and then have less thawab? Right? This is your preference. You have the first right. Those who come late, they have second right.
So don't give up your right. Come closer. Come closer, brothers. Come closer. Move forward, inshallah. Allah will move you forward. Allah will move you forward in dunya and akhirah. Move forward. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ شَهِدْنَا أَن تَقُولُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّا كُنَّا عَنْ هَذَا غَافِلِينَ. Remember the time when we took the children of Adam alayhi salam from their back. We know Allah Azza wa Jalla, He created Adam alayhi salam, right? The first human being. And then from the back of Adam alayhi salam, Allah Azza wa Jalla, He extracted, Allah took out the progeny of Adam alayhi salam until the day of judgment. All the children of Adam alayhi salam who were going to be born until the day of judgment, Allah took them out from His back. Allah extracted them. And they were like small ants. Small ants. All the children, millions and billions of people, Allah Azza wa Jal, He took them. And then Allah talked to them, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal addressed them. Allah asked them, Alastu bi Rabbikum? Am I not your Lord? Am I not your Rabb? Am I not the one who is sustaining you and who will sustain you? All of them, without exception, all of them, they said, Bala, why not? Why not? You are the one who is our Rabb. There is nobody else who can be Rabb. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, شَهِدْنَا أَن تَقُولُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّا كُنَّا عَنْ هَذَا غَافِلِينَ. Well, we have made you witness so that on the day of judgment, you don't say, we did not know. On the day of judgment, when people go, and when people will face the hisab, when people will face the accountability, people will have no excuse. Ya Allah, You are asking us why we did not pray, why we did not do this. We did not know. Allah will say, no, you already knew. Because before you came to this life, you already have made commitment that I am your Rabb. And if Allah Azza wa Jal is our Rabb, well, then Allah is our Ilah. Well, the one who is sustaining you, He deserves to be worshipped, not somebody else. You know, you are working for somebody, right? You have a boss. And your boss gives you salary. Now you take salary from your boss and you serve somebody else. Is that going to be fair? Your boss, every week he is paying you. Or every month he is paying you. You take salary from your boss. But when it comes to serving, you are helping boss neighbor or you are helping a stranger. Boss says, excuse me, I am giving you salary and you are not here when it is time to serve. Boss does not accept partnership. Your boss, he does not like partnership. Well, I am giving you salary, then you listen to me, you do what I say. Allah is our Rabb, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He is our Rabb. Rabb yani, He fulfills all the needs. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He fulfills all our needs, small needs, big needs, obvious needs, hidden needs, needs during the day, needs during the night. Allah fulfills our needs when we are young. Allah fulfills our needs when we are mature. Allah fulfills our needs when we are sleeping. Right? When we are sleeping, we have needs. When we are sleeping, who is taking care of our heart? Our heart is pumping. Are we pumping our heart ourselves? When we are sleeping, are we taking care of ourselves? We are not taking care of ourselves when we are sleeping. Allah is taking care of ourselves. Even when we are awake, are we taking care of ourselves when we are awake? Who is taking care of our liver when we are awake? Do we control our liver? Do we control our kidneys when we are awake? We don't control anything. We do not control our eyes. You know, we blink our eyes, right? All the time we are blinking our eyes. Who is controlling our eyes? Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal, He is our Rabb. If Allah Azza wa Jal is our Rabb, which He is, then He deserves to be worshipped. He deserves to be Ilah. He deserves to be Ma'bud. He deserves to be obeyed. He deserves that we submit ourselves to Him, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And that's why Allah Azza wa Jal, He gave human being this responsibility. That look, I am sending you to the earth. You live on earth for 60 years, for 70 years, right? For less, for more. You live on earth, but when my commands come, you obey my commands. Do not disobey me. And if you forget, I am going to send you a messenger. Right from the beginning of humanity, Anbiya alayhi salam came. And then the final messenger, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, came with the final book, which is the Quran, to remind people about their responsibility. Now those who fulfill this responsibility, khalas, Allah Azza wa Jal will be happy with them. And those who neglect, Allah Azza wa Jal will have no guarantee for them. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضُ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. Whoever ignores my remembrance, and whoever neglects my remembrance, he will have very tight living. You might have a big house, but you feel tight. You might have a big car, but you feel tight. A person might have a big balance, but he's short of money. Right? Short of money. Subhanallah, you have this much money in your saving account, in your current account. No, I am short of money. This shortness is the shortness of the heart. Because the richness is the richness of the heart. Al-ghina, ghina nafs. The real wealth is the heart being wealthy. A person whose heart is wealthy, he is wealthy. A person whose heart is poor, he is poor. Brothers, please don't talk here. Brothers, please don't talk here. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. My brothers in Islam, this responsibility, there is no Nabi going to come to remind about this responsibility. Because the silsila of the Anbiya, khalas, completed. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came as the last messenger. مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَاكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is not father of any man among you. However, he is the messenger of Allah and he is the seal of the prophethood. He is the seal of all the Anbiya. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is Khatamun Nabiyyin. No Nabi will come. If no Nabi will come, who will remind human being about the responsibility that we have? Who will remind human being that we are human being? We are honored. We are very special in the eyes of Allah Azza wa Jal. We are not like any lions and cheetahs. We are not like monkeys and elephants. We are not like cows and goats and camels. No. We are human being. We have a special status. Allah Azza wa Jal has given us responsibility. We are obliged. We are going to be questioned about this responsibility. Who is going to remind us about this? We are going to remind ourselves. And we are going to remind other human beings. This is the speciality of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. You are the best nation and you have been brought out to benefit people. Allah Azza wa Jal has made you so that you benefit people. How you benefit people? تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. You command the good and you forbid the evil. What is good? What Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded, that is good. What is evil? What Allah has forbidden, that is evil. Anything that Allah Azza wa Jal has forbidden, that is evil. Whether we understand, we don't understand. And anything that Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded, that is good. Whether we understand, we don't understand. And this ummah has the responsibility to remind people about the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal and about what Allah Azza wa Jal has forbidden. If this ummah will do this job, this ummah will become the best nation. Why best nation? Because of this? Because this is the job of the Nabi. This is the responsibility of a Nabi. So this is a big honor that you are doing what Anbiya alayhi salam used to do. Anbiya alayhi salam, they used to command the good and they used to forbid the evil. Now since the no Nabi will come, this ummah will have responsibility. Every man, every woman, every young, every old, every educated person and also every illiterate person. You don't have to be highly qualified and highly educated to do Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar. No. What you know, you say. Ballighu anni walau ayah. If you know one ayah, khalas, you teach one ayah to the people. If you know the salah is faridah from the faraid of Islam, you don't have to have a PhD to know this. You don't need a master's to know this. Every Muslim knows this. That salah is a rukn from the arkan of Islam. Well, once you know that salah is a rukn from the arkan of Islam, then you have the responsibility to tell other people that, look, make sure that you pray salah. Make sure you pray salah on time. Make sure you pray salah with khushu'. Make sure that you pray salah with khudu'. Make sure you pray salah with all the sharais, with all the arkan, with all the adab, mustahabbat, sunan, etc. Everybody has responsibility. كلكم راعٍ وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته. Everybody is a shepherd. You have seen shepherds, like they have flock of animals. You know, you have some goats, some lambs and sheep, and you are taking care of them. Everybody is responsible. وَمَسُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهِ. And everybody will be questioned about those whom he is responsible for. My brothers, this realization of responsibility is very important. When we realize that we are responsible, then we take action. If we think that, no, I am not responsible, well, that's not my job. Right? You go somewhere, a place that does not belong to you. You don't move chair because this is not my place. I'm not responsible. You don't, you know, turn on the AC. You don't turn off the AC because this is not my place. I'm not responsible. Your own shop, your own business, your own home. Well, you're responsible. You take care of things. You adjust things. You turn it on, turn it off. Why? Because you're responsible. As Muslims, we are responsible. If we are responsible, then we need to take action. If we are responsible, we cannot just sit back and just see the drama happening in front of us. People are not praying salah, we don't care. People are not coming to the masjid, we don't care. Our children are going right, left, we don't care. Young generation being misled, we don't care. Right? Our women, our girls are neglecting the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal, we don't care. We cannot do this. We cannot do this because we have responsibility. Unfortunately, because we are very quick to forget. We are very quick to forget. There is a need to remind ourselves about this responsibility and to make it very obvious and to make it very clear in such a manner that we don't have any doubt whatsoever that as Muslims we are responsible. For this, alhamdulillah, there is a big ijtima happening next weekend, not this weekend, next weekend, which is 27th, 28th and 29th of June. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. End of the month, end of this month. 27th, 28th and 29th of June. It will be at Rosemont Convention Center. Rosemont Convention Center near the airport. A big ijtima is happening, and alhamdulillah many jama'at have already come from all over the world. And many brothers are coming from all over the US. And many ulama and many elders and pious people are also coming from many parts of the world. This will be a big opportunity to revive the ummah, to renew the iman, and to make sure that we realize our responsibility, and to make sure that our young generation, they realize this responsibility. That's why it's very important that everybody attends this ijtima. Make sure that you attend this ijtima, and also make sure that you take at least 5 people, 6 people with you to the ijtima. It will be for 3 days. You stay there, pray salah, have break, have your food, take time to reflect, take time to digest, attend the bayanat, have mudhakara, listen to other people. And inshallah, when we come back, we will come back with a fresh outlook and with a fresh iman and with, you know, fresh himmah and with fresh energy. May Allah give us tawfiq. Inshallah, there is arrangement, I think, from Jama Masjid as well. There is arrangement from Jama Masjid. Do we have announcement about this? Inshallah, we will have more details about this after Sunnah.
Jazakumullahu khairan. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.